After protracted negotiations, it was agreed Robert would be put on probation. Chris Langan's mother was from San Francisco and was estranged from her family. She had four sons, each with a different father. Chris was the eldest. His father disappeared before Chris was born. He was said to have died in Mexico. His mother's second husband was murdered. Her third committed suicide. Her fourth was a failed journalist named Jack Langan. To this day, I haven't met anyone who was as poor when they were kids as our family was, Chris Langan says. We didn't have a pair of matched socks. Our shoes had holes in them. Our pants had holes in them. We only had one set of clothes. I remember my brothers and I going to the bathroom and using the bathtub to wash our only set of clothes, and we were bare-ass naked when we were doing that because we didn't have anything else to wear. Jack Langan would go on drinking sprees and disappear. He would lock the kitchen cabinets so the boys couldn't get to the food. He used a bullwhip to keep the boys in line. He would get jobs and then lose them, moving the family on to the next town. One summer, the family lived on an Indian reservation in a teepee, subsisting on government surplus peanut butter and cornmeal. For a time, they lived in Virginia City, Nevada. There was only one law officer in town, and when the Hell's Angels came to town, he would crouch down in the back of his office, Mark remembers. There was a bar there, I'll always remember. It was called the Bucket of Blood Saloon. When the boys were in grade school, the family moved to Bozeman, Montana. One of Chris's brothers spent time in a foster home. Another was sent to reform school. I don't think the school ever understood just how gifted Christopher was, his brother Jeff says. He sure as hell didn't play it up. This was Bozeman. It wasn't like it is today. It was a small hick town when we were growing up. We weren't treated well there. They just decided that my family was a bunch of deadbeats. To stick up for himself and his brothers, Chris started to lift weights. One day, when Chris was 14, Jack Langan got rough with the boys, as he sometimes did, and Chris knocked him out cold. Jack left, never to return. Upon graduation from high school, Chris was offered two full scholarships, one to Reed College in Oregon and the other to the University of Chicago. He chose Reed. It was a huge mistake, Chris recalls. I had a real case of culture shock. I was a crew-cut kid who had been working as a ranch hand in the summers in Montana. And there I was with a whole bunch of long-haired city kids, most of them from New York. And these kids had a whole different style than I was used to. I couldn't get a word in edgewise in class. They were very inquisitive, asking questions all the time. I was crammed into a dorm room. There were four of us, and the other three guys had a whole different lifestyle. They were smoking pot. They would bring their girlfriends into the room. I'd never smoked pot before, so I basically took to hiding in the library. He continued, "Then I lost that scholarship. My mother was supposed to fill out a parent's financial statement for the renewal of that scholarship. She neglected to do so. She was confused by the requirements or whatever. At some point, it came to my attention that my scholarship had not been renewed. So I went to the office to ask why, and they told me, well, no one sent us the financial statement, and we allocated all the scholarship money, and it's all gone, so I'm afraid that you don't have a scholarship here anymore." That was the style of the place. They simply didn't care. They didn't give a shit about their students. There was no counseling, no mentoring, nothing. Chris left Reed before the final set of exams. In the first semester, he had earned A's. In the second semester, he had F's. He went back to Bozeman and worked in construction and as a Forest Services firefighter for a year and a half. Then he enrolled at Montana State University. "I was taking math and philosophy courses," he recalled. "And then in the winter quarter, I was living 13 miles out of town, out on Beach Hill Road, and the transmission fell out of my car. My brothers had used it when I was gone that summer. They were working for the railroad and had driven it on the railway tracks.